Morning, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's going to be short today. I am still very much under the weather. COVID did hit me pretty damn hard on Wednesday night into Thursday morning, but I didn't want to go into the weekend without talking to you guys one final time prior to the matchup with the Vikings. Good to see everybody on the comments section. The Packers dealing with their own COVID issues, obviously. Getting MVS back, which is good. And then non-COVID related, getting Randall Cobb back on the practice field. That was a bit of a surprise. Talk about a bit sooner than I think anybody expected. That's pretty great news. I don't know if we'll see him on Sunday night in the game, but encouraging, no doubt about it. Let's start off with Sean, who hits us up right away with a super chat. Think Stokes will travel with Jefferson at all. Also, if Hackett were to get taken, what's your best guess to our new OC next year, Steno or Getsy? On that second question, I think a lot of it depends on what happens with Aaron Rodgers. If Rodgers is back, I think Getsy probably gets the nod. If Rodgers is gone, I don't know. He might not even be on the staff currently, but we've got a long way to go on that. And I suspect, I know right now, as far as I remember, I've seen written, reported, Hackett has been the subject of interest from the Jaguars, but that's it. And I don't even know if he's going to interview yet. So got a long way to go on that one. As for Stokes and Jefferson, I don't think he'll travel with him at all. I do think they'll have hopefully a better plan. You know, Stokes got put in some really tough situations in that game in Minnesota, but traveling with Jefferson, that doesn't sound like a good idea at all. It's Cobb again, right? Alex, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hope you're well. Sorry, but I doubt Green Bay medical staff. How come Akers is back from torn Achilles in 6 months, but Bakhtiari Myers probably won't play this year? Everyone is different. Don't compare to other players. That's foolishness. As for Bakhtiari, you know he had a clean-out procedure. Did Akers? No. Oh, shocker. Also, is Akers a 300-pound man? No. Oh, don't compare. That's folly. Absolute folly. Don't doubt the Green Bay Packers medical staff. Come on, man. Travis, thanks for the super chat. Have your feelings changed about Rodgers leaving after the season after his presser the other day? How do you mean? Have my feelings changed? Might he retire? Yeah, sounds like he's given it some serious consideration. Now, you could argue that he's just trying to plant that seed, so he's in full control if Brian wants to trade him. He can say, if I don't go someplace that I, you know, prefer or approve, then I'm just going to quit. Well, not quit, but I'll retire. Although I take him at his word, I think he is genuinely thinking about retirement. But yeah, no, not much has changed. I mean, he's playing out of his mind, which is great. If Brian wants to continue on the path that sure seems like he was headed down prior to this season and trade Aaron Rodgers for a boatload of picks and assets, sure seems like he could. I mean, what's he going to get for a four-time MVP? Probably quite a lot, you know? So, yeah, no, not much has changed in that regard. MVS is going to go off. I hope so, man. I really hope so. They definitely need him to. Michael, thanks for the super chat. First time catching one live. Just wanted to share my appreciation for all you do for us Packers fans. Thank you, Negler. Hope you're doing well. Thank you, Michael. I am better today, but holy shit. Can I just say something? I know I've seen a lot of shit on the internet about COVID, and I don't want to get too much into it, but whoever said that it's, quote, just a bad cold can get totally fucked. That is all I have to say about that. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Nice. Glad to see you safe and breathing. Hope you're feeling well, all things considered. Stay safe. Maybe go take a ride and visit Dr. Joe Rogan. All right. Enough of that. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. Rogers medical advice versus Nag's dating advice. An unstoppable force meets an immovable object. Hope you're feeling well. The difference is, Kevin, I don't give dating advice. Occasionally, I will go on a date, but I don't give anybody advice. I don't tell people how to live their life. That's probably the major difference right there. That is funny. Let's give a shout out to our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook, shall we? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Cheesehead. Come on, people, just do it. I know it's not available in every state, but if you're in one of the states where it is available, download it. Use promo code Cheesehead. Even a small deposit DraftKings Sportsbook is going to give all new players a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same-game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every week. Do it, folks. DraftKings Sportsbook app, download it. Same-game parlays, player props, everything you want to do is right there in the app. Get it. And you get up to $1,000 in credit if you're a first-time depositor. Get after it, people. Get after it. What else we got? Soder's here. Of course he is. Just run the damn ball. Luddite football forever. Feel better. Thank you, Soder. They should run the ball. They should slam A.J. Dillon into the Minnesota Vikings' face over and over and over again. But we know they won't. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I think this is Leroy Butler's year for the Hall of Fame. I think so, too. I obviously, if you have followed me for any length of time, find it absolutely absurd that he hasn't been in for years already, especially now that John Lynch is fucking in over him. But yes, I do think this is his year. Although I don't think it's a lock, because you never know. Never put the stupidity of the voters on question, because God knows we've seen enough of it. What else we got, folks? Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Hydrate, my friend, and run the damn ball. Very good, Jeff. Crosby will punt Sunday? I don't know, Rob, but I know Matt said that they have contingency plans in place if Bojo isn't able to get back in time. So we will find out. I tend to think those contingency plans are going for it on every fourth down, but we'll see. Kathleen, thank you for the kind words. Yeah, I tell you what, man. Yesterday, I could not get up without the room spinning. And I had a horrible fever. It was awful. I haven't felt that bad, like, as far as being sick in probably decades. Like, that was horrific. Absolutely horrific. Cripes, contingency plans. Cobb activated the punt. Hey, now there you go. I like that idea. Gary, 3+ sacks. I hope so. I wanted to address something I saw earlier. Someone said that they're really nervous about this Vikings game, which I totally understand. But they said something about how would feel better about it if they had won last time around. If you're looking at the previous game, should make you feel good about the Packers on Sunday night. Don't forget, they lost that game after two dropped interceptions, one stolen interceptions by the refs, and a couple of plays where Cousins hits big shots on pass plays where he gets hit as he's releasing the ball. It's a game of inches. The Packers are right there in that game. There is nothing about that game that should make you feel nervous. Now, feeling nervous about Dalvin Cook and that running game coming into Lambeau Field on Sunday night after they were unable to stop the Browns running game last week. Now, I think the Browns have a better front, a better offensive line, but we've seen Cook basically demoralize this defense. You know, they did it last year in Lambeau. So that's, to me, that I understand being a little nervous about. But, like, pointing to the last game, if anything, that last game should embolden. Alex, thanks for the super chat. McAfee will punt, or Benkert. I like it. I'd love it if it was Benkert. Cousins ain't going to like that cold. Yeah, Cousins has not performed well in cold situations, no doubt about it. M, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Get well soon, Aaron. I wish you all happy new year. Thank you, M. Great to see you, buddy. A bunch of super chats here. Chris, thanks for the super chat. My bank account is not going to be happy when sports betting becomes completely legal in New York. I assume you heard about MVS's nephew. Prayers up. I did. Absolutely. Send all the thoughts and prayers to MVS and his family. Robin, thank you for the super chat. Nagler COVID fund. Hope you're okay, boss. Thank you, Robin. I'm doing all right. Johnny Rivers, thank you for the super chat. This could be the final Rodgers versus Zimmer matchup. Let's get it. Hope you're feeling better. Go Pack, go. Rodgers versus Zimmer is a heavyweight bout. There is no doubt about it. It's fun to watch. It is football heaven. There's no doubt. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Let's say a middle-aged Packers fan wanted to buy a Mikowski jersey. Where would you look to find one? That's a good question. Does the NFL still have their shop where you can design your own? You could probably just, you know, put the number and the name on there. I think you used to be able to do that. I don't know if you still can. Other than that, I don't know, man. eBay might be your friend, or Amazon, or whatever. Alex, thanks for the super chat. McAfee will punt, or Benkert. Already got that one. Very good. Too old for this. Thank you for the super chat. Dylan will be punting with both legs and the ball in his hands while he is running for a first down. A lot going on there. Brent. Z? ? Still inactive? Still recovering from a back injury and or surgery? I don't understand what the fascination is with Z. Dudes, he had an injured back. He played one game and it got worse, and then it got so bad that he had to have surgery on it. Have you tried to do anything in your life with a bad back? Now, imagine trying to play football in the NFL with a bad back. Homeboy's got a bad back, and he's recovering from surgery. It's that simple. The Z thing just astounds. I get almost all of the other questions about all the other guys and why aren't they back yet. But Z? Back surgery. It's going to be a surprise if he's back this year. Is Corey in New York City for tonight? Yes, Mark. He's been here all week. He's been here. He flew in, I believe, Sunday. And he's been, we got the Live X truck in Times Square on Monday. He's been here all week, and he'll be in Times Square tonight for our production and live stream of the ball drop in Times Square. If you guys get a chance, make sure you check it out. I'll put up the information on my Twitter page, but it's always a lot of fun. Now, starting my day with Packers Daily with Nags was a little rough. Glad you're better. Happy New Year's. Go, Pack, go. Thank you, Ethan. How are your kids feeling? Well, I hope. The two, Madeline and Violet, are much better. Now, Olive, who didn't feel anything at first, basically sounds like she has exactly what I have. All of her symptoms are the same. She's had a rough kind of day and a half as well. So, but she's still got good spirits. She's texting me all sorts of TikToks. So she's doing all right. You're crabby today. I ain't crabby, man. I'm just sick of the nonsense. Happy New Year, Nags. Thank you, Jill. Happy New Year to you. When 23 is back, do Sullivan and King work into the rotation, or is it Douglas, Stokes, and Alexander in three wide sets? Oh, yeah. I think we'll see a lot of Douglas, Stokes, and Alexander. No doubt about it. I think Sullivan and King will rotate on that dime spot, but I don't think there's any question that those will be your top three. Now, they may be in different orders and may depend on their matchup and who the offense is rolling out there, how they think they match up skill set wise and things like that. But I think those will be your three, no doubt. Landon, thanks for the super chat. Nags, hope you're feeling okay. Big game Sunday. Got to knock those Vikes out of the playoffs. I'm with you, man. I can't wait for Sunday night. Happy New Year. You too, Emmanuel. Do I watch Yellowstone? I watched a couple of episodes of the first season, and I did enjoy it. Just never got into it so much that I really cared to find out what was going on later. I don't know. Like, I watched, I think, 4 episodes, and they were good. I liked it, but just didn't catch me. I know a lot of people love it, and that's cool, but this wasn't my thing. Blake, I think I just answered this. When 23 is back, do Sullivan and King work into the rotation in 3 wide sets, or is it Douglas, Stokes, and Alexander, as I just said? Just rewind my answer and you'll get it. But thank you for the super chat. Julie, happy New Year's Eve. Hope you're doing well. Happy New Year's, Aaron. Here's to a victory on Sunday and a big trophy in February as the best medicine. Amen to that. Rodgers might punt. Hey, why not? I'm down for it. Nags, what was your favorite movie of 2021? Happy New Year. Oh, that's a really good question, Eric. Probably The Power of the Dog. That was fucking excellent. And I know, I understand some of the misgivings people had with it, but I absolutely adored it. That's just off the top of my head. I'm sure there are a few others that I could list, but I really like that one. Mickey, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, we all know about the cap problems the Packers have next year. Will they do anything with Coach Matt LaFleur and his staff? Happy New Year. Well, the coaching salaries don't count towards the cap. Those are completely separate things. There is no cap actually on coaching salaries, so not quite sure the correlation there, but no, I don't expect, unless, of course, like we were talking about at the start here, if Hackett gets a job, then maybe there's a shuffle and or a hiring from the outside. But for the most part, I think it'll stay intact. not the new Matrix. Oh, overshadowed. No, that was as disappointing as I expected it to be. All right, buddy. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out talking Packers. I'm sorry it's short today, but I am still struggling. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Corey and I will be on the watch party on Sunday night. So please join us for that. Hit subscribe so you don't forget. If you subscribe to the channel, you get the alerts. Know when we're live. Hit like on this video, please, please. And tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.